the end.
It's the wake up call.
We're always looking for ways to save money in this country. Totally fine. I accept that. This might be an example of an unethical hack that people should not be doing.
Okay.
That's my opinion. Here's what it is. It's at Starbucks.
Okay.
And when people go to Starbucks and their kid wants a cake pop or something like that, a little sweet treat.
Yeah.
Instead of getting the cake pop or spending $3 on something else.
Yeah.
They order a pup cup for their kid.
No!
But they say it's for the dog because for some reason pup cups are free and they just give it to their kid. If you don't know what a pup cup is, a pup cup, it's a very popular thing at Starbucks for dogs.
Right.
And it is basically just a cup of whipped cream. This life hack, Starbucks baristas are saying, we see you. We're on to you. Stop giving your kids pup cups.
I mean, that is pretty low down and dirty. Now, I can't really explain why dogs should be allowed to have whipped cream for free and little kids can't, but giving your kids a dog treat does... There is something about it that feels wrong. Now, I Googled it, and it says, yes, you can give your dog plain whipped cream from Starbucks in moderation as long as they can digest dairy. I guess Right. Some dogs can and some can't.
I don't know. I've never given my dog whipped cream. So
have you given it to your kids?
I have given it to my kids.
Okay.
I mean, what? Imagine this. Okay. Just imagine you go to PetSmart. You've got your dog. And I love that they do this at PetSmart. When you're going through the checkout, mm-hmm. they see you have a dog. They go, you want a little treat? And they give your dog a treat.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, that's great. Thank you. Anything for him? And you point to your son. Could you imagine a world like that? And then the PetSmart person's like,
I mean, we call them cookies, but they're not.
They're not cookies. It's a dog biscuit.
Technically, you can eat it. No, but here's the thing. Like, that is dog food.
Right.
Whipped cream isn't dog food.
That's
it's
a good
human
point.
Food.
That's a good point, but it's for dogs. Like, I don't know. It just seems like
you're trash.
If you're giving your kid a pup cup, you're trash.
Well, also, are you asking for a spoon or is your kid just shoving their little booper in there?
If you ask for a spoon for your pup cup, it's a dead giveaway.
Sure.
It's not for a pup.
Yeah.
Is this just to avoid the fact that you don't want it to look so bad that you're like, can my child have a cup of whipped cream?
No, that's not why.
It's because
people be cheap.
They're just cheap.
Yeah.
No, but if you're like, can my kid have a cup of whipped cream? They'd still probably give it to you, right?
I wouldn't be embarrassed to ask for that. I mean, we all stand in front of the fridge and put whipped cream in our mouth.
Yeah.
And then your kid comes over, then you do it in their mouth, then we all think it's ha ha ha.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Look at how bad we're being.
That's true.
Although I don't want the people at Starbucks to know how bad I am.
But they know.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're going there to buy a coffee milkshake. Stop acting. Stop acting like you're like, oh, I would never. Oh, I would never give my child. You're going there to get a whipped up thing of ice cream in the middle of the day. And then you're carrying it around and shaking it while everybody sees that you are drinking a milkshake.
Drinking a 2,000-calorie beverage.
Stop. They drizzled caramel on the inside before they filled it with milkshake.
Yeah, that's true. That's a great point. Somebody who does that is absolutely giving their kids pup cups.
No, that's everybody's doing that, Gavin.
I'm not doing that.
No, but everybody else is.
I'm not going to do that either, by the way. I don't know. Call me old-fashioned, but I don't, A, want my kids to be treated like dogs. And B,
you're going to die on this hill.
And B, I will pay for things that my child... Now, okay, hold on.
Uh-oh.
I'm thinking this out loud.
Uh-oh.
Is it that much more dignified to eat almost baked cake at the end of a stick? As I say that out loud, it's one thing to say cake pop. It's another thing to describe what a cake pop is.
It's a piece of cake on a stick.
That does also seem like it's for a dog.
I don't know if it seems like it's for a dog. The dog likes the stick.
No, it seems like, if not a dog, some sort of dangerous animal that you need to keep the food at the end of a stick they don't bite you.
I mean, the idea that we're allowing our kids to eat cake pops and we rejoice in that and we're all fine with it, as opposed to bury your snout in that cup of whipped cream, son.
Yeah.
I mean, you're onto something.
Right.
But you know what? Stop with the hacks.
Yeah, just stop with the hacks.
Yeah.
The economy's doing great, guys.
You're fine buying yourself an $8 beverage.
Right, exactly. If you're worth the $8, get your kid, or don't get your kid something. That's also an option.
Yeah.
Can I have a... No.
No.
I'm a grown-up, and no.
Get a job.
Get income.
Yeah, and then you can have whatever you want.
Right,
well,
exactly.
Well, the government's going to take some of it.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
916-909-1065. Text in, would you give your kid a pup cup?